What meaning this thing, material welfare, to a soul enslaved? What worth a benefit conditional upon our subordination, our agreeing to relinquish our power as living beings? The economy is merely class relations quantified, and if the economy is sacrosanct, so is class. Continuing, to the extent that this subordination is lessened, the propensity of the capitalist world economy to reproduce and expand material welfare is lessened too. And my comment, only because rule has been made sacrosanct, made to seem the necessary footing of quote unquote civilization, the modern quote unquote way of life. Continuing, the history of the capitalist world economy since 1973 has been the history of its adjustment to the social upheavals of the previous 5 years. The adjustment has been problematic, leading some to speak of a general crisis of capitalism because of the scope, suddenness, and simultaneity of the changes in power relations ushered in by the social upheavals. When changes in power relations are limited and piecemeal, as they usually are, the capitalist world economy can accommodate without difficulty imperceptible changes in the overall allocation of resources and distribution of rewards. But when the changes are numerous, significant, and simultaneous, as they were in the period 1968 to 1973, their accommodation involves long and serious disruptions in established patterns of social and economic life. The inadequate access to means of production, of exchange, and of protection that characterizes subordinate groups makes the latter particularly vulnerable to these disruptions. And my comment, what if in the academic halls of the left there had been a concerted effort to follow up on von Werhoff's point and the point just made? Embrace the most vulnerable. Embrace all of us. Recognizing in so doing that generalization of immiseration is power's plans for all of us. Her point, von Werhoff's, quote, an alternative is possible only if we, men and women, succeed in getting back forever, not just the wage, or rather in my mind, obviously, to end such a notion, but much more. Namely, the means of production, our bodies. I mean, that's another way of saying it. If we own our bodies, there's no such thing as putting them on the market for hire, paid to follow orders, do what you're told to if you want to live. That's a setup for fascism, and we've said this again and again. And this has to be the conversations, not in this tiny space, but in the streets. We have to start acknowledging that fascism creep that is all around us right now. And it may just seem accelerated here in the Bay Area because it's been such a font of progressivism that it's been massively infiltrated. Serious biz. Seriously. I mean, I had no idea, you know, till I put myself in the crosshairs. But it's good to know. We got to know the truth. Miklos is right. We have to face the full, harsh reality to develop authentic planning. You know, self-esteem begins with a workable plan, for real, for real, for real.